It happened just hours after Rishi Sunak's Rwanda bill finally made it through Parliament. The Prime Minister says it will put off people making the dangerous crossing to the UK. Masood, who's from Iran, has been told he could be sent there.
Would you have come to the UK if you'd have known you could end up in Rwanda?
Never. Never.
Do you think it will stop other people coming now?
Yeah. I say to all asylum, not coming to the UK.
The Metropolitan Police has agreed that an independent force will handle new evidence relating to the murder of Stephen Lawrence. He was stabbed to death in a racist gang attack 31 years ago. Ministers say they must stick to the plan to get debt falling after figures reveal government borrowing was higher than forecast. The Office for National Statistics says it hit £120.7 billion in the year to March. The FTSE 100 has set a new all-time record high. The index, consisting of the UK's top 100 companies, hit 80.76 shortly after opening this morning. Gains are being driven by the weak pound, potential interest rate cuts and hopes of easing Middle East tensions. Virgin Media insists it's making improvements to its services after being urged to address its customer service urgently. Research has put the company top of the list of the most complained about broadband providers, which conducted the survey, and Lisa Webb is a legal expert at the Consumer Group.
For example, if something goes wrong or they have a question, they really struggle to get a response quickly and to get their issue sorted out.
The company says the complaints represent a small proportion of customers. And people in Milan may have to think twice if they fancy a midnight snack. Authorities there are proposing a ban on pizza and ice cream takeaways after midnight to clamp down on noisy groups disturbing locals. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM. Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, it's really miserable out here today, the weather. Top temperature today is 13 degrees. It feels much, much colder than that, I can tell you. We're going to expect a little bit, possibly, of rain. Yes, I would say by about 11 o'clock, about a 60 or 70% chance. It's going up to about 4 o'clock, and then it should ease off and you'll get a cloudy afternoon into the evening. So pretty cold out there, and miserable.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter. I was loving that. Dreams can come true for playing the 90s. I have a little sing-song in the car on the way in. Thanks to Mikey Porter there for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next couple of hours and my guest in the studio. I'm going to be joined by singer-songwriter Stephen Foster Pilkington, and it's going to be a fun show when he comes in because he's lively. If you've never seen him perform live, I know he performs all over Essex and he is a live wire. So looking forward to that. And if you want to check him out, he is on my Facebook page and you can find him obviously under Stephen Foster Pilkington. See how I'm doing that? I'm actually able to pronounce words slightly better today than I did yesterday. Oh, yes, the question of the day. Now, I've not actually logged in. I've not been very organised this morning. I had to stop to get a chocolate this morning. And you're going to go, Michelle, you're always stopping to get chocolates. You know, there's nothing new there. But I got a little bit of, I'm not going to say a little bit of bad news this morning. And sad news, which if I don't think I'm going to be able to say anything. I thought I'd be able to come on air and talk about it, and because I talked about it about a week ago and share it with you, but I don't know whether I'm going to be able to get through it without sobbing. So it might not be the best way to start the radio show. It's like, oh, like Michelle, just a great show in the morning. It's absolutely hilarious. And there she was stumbling over her words and crying. And I think what it is, it's difficult, really. I am going to try and get through it and tell you. I'm just going to try and log in to my while you're waiting there, just listen to the music in the background, because I do have a question of the day. Oh, I know what it is, the question of the day. And I did this before I got the news this morning. And it is about what's made you smile today. And if there hasn't been anything that's made you smile, I want you to smile right now. I want you to get a grin on your face, and I want you to smile. Because even if you smile and you're not really happy about something, it does help. It does help. So, what's made you smile today? That's it, just what's made you smile. Has there been anything? And if it's not, smile now. Or think about something that might make you smile by the end of the day. Now, I do want to just quickly mention Bill, because I mentioned Bill last week. I had a phone call, not last Saturday, the Saturday before, from Bill, who is a very old acquaintance. Now, we weren't best friends, anything like that. I knew him when I was about 17, and we hung around in the same sort of group, possibly for about 6 months to a year. Then he went off and back up to Norwich, because they were all from Norwich, but they lived in London. So they were my London friends. Very cool. I was from Essex. I felt like a square as soon as I went to work in London, because I'd never been, you know, once I started working in London, I loved London. I spent all my time in London. I probably didn't see any of my friends that I grew up with from that point on. I kept in contact with two or three of them, actually. But after that, I was always in London doing stuff, and I loved London and meeting so many different people. I came from Seven Kings, and it was quite, you know, it wasn't really, I don't know, you didn't get to, you know, I'd go to like the local pub, or maybe I'd go to the local place for a dance, but when you went into London, it was just so different, and meeting lots of different people from all backgrounds, and, you know, just amazing. And I loved it. And he was part of that sort of London crowd that I hung around with. And my friend lived on Parkhurst Road, which was just down from the women's prison, in fact. So it was a little bit of a rough area. Probably not maybe not now, because it's probably gentrified. But back in the day it was. And she was renting an apartment, and a boyfriend was there. And it was in a time where we all wore jeans and white T-shirts. And it was all very, very, very cool. Very cool. And they all had cool jobs as well. And I worked in London at the same place. So it was all very cool, you know. Although I never was really one of the cool people. But I like to think I was, or mixed with them. So anyway, Bill was one of the crowd. And over the years, I've not really spoken to Bill. Bill's followed me on Instagram. He occasionally would message and say, say hello and things like that. And he would watch what I was doing on, you know, on Facebook and things. And I would say hello occasionally, very occasionally, not all the time, though. Just once in a while. And last Saturday, and this is, sorry if this story is going on a bit, but I just need to get to tell you. So last Saturday I got a phone call from Bill, and I knew that Bill had been having treatment for lymphoma for 17 years. He'd moved to Australia about 25 years ago, and was with his girlfriend. They got married, the two children who are now in their very early 20s. He'd gone to all over the world, traveled all over the place, had a great life and done stuff. And he rang me a week and a half ago, and he told me that I'd seen it on Facebook, but he said on Facebook that the treatment for his lymphoma had stopped working and he was dying. So he said that my friend Warren, who'd been chatting to him, said that he's ringing people. And I said, oh, right. He said, so he might ring you. And I thought, well, what am I ring me for? Because we've not spoken, you know, for probably about 25 years. Although we, you know, say hello very, very, very rarely on Facebook. Very rarely say hello. And we weren't really close friends either. We were acquaintances. And anyway, not last Saturday before, Bill rang me. And I went, hello, Bill. And he said, I want to give you a call. He said, because I'm dying. And I went, okay. And then we spent an hour and 30 minutes on the phone. And I talk for England. Bill was talking for England. And telling me all about his life and how proud he was of all the things he'd done. He'd travelled to the Taj Mahal. He'd been to Niagara Falls. He was talking about the Grand Canyon. All sorts of places he'd gone. He lived in Australia. He was telling me about the first flat he still got, which overlooks Sydney Harbour, which they rented and then managed to buy. And then they bought another house, and he's done, you know, really well in his jobs and had a great life, and he's travelled. And he was just saying, I've got no regrets. He said, I know this is a bit, you know, being where he was in that situation, it was a bit rubbish. But he said, I've got no regrets at all. He said, I've had a great life, and I just wanted to ring people and talk. And he talked to me for an hour and 30 minutes. And that's probably the most I've ever talked to him in my whole life. And I said to him, I will always remember this. And he was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. I said, no, I will. I will remember it. I'll remember you talking to me. And I got the news yesterday, this morning, sorry, as I was coming into work, I got the news that he passed away last night. And that, you know, I know when you think somebody's only got a couple of weeks, you think they're going to get the couple of weeks. He didn't. He got a week and a half. not a week and a half, a week and a day or so. So yeah, if you, my question of the day, what's made you smile today? I hope that something makes you really smile, even if it's having a cup of tea or coffee, or you enjoy what you do, or something positive to make you smile. I don't want to start the show off with a downer, because I've got Stephen Foster Pilkington coming in, who's going to be amazing and fun and great. But I just wanted to say to Bill, wherever he is, thank you very much for calling me. I loved our chat. It was very funny. And you had a great life, and you've left behind your wife and your two kids, but you will be remembered. And this one is for you. Because Warren told me this is your tune. This is The Undertone with Teenage Kicks. Go, Bill. That is from Warren, Emma, and Michelle.
Watching the sun go down. ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
Ooh.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah.
Ooh,
one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh,
run me to the left,
then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas.
Take it to the
floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh.
Oops. Spurs.
Oops. To the floor now. Ooh.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I actually stopped on the way and I brought in with me this morning. I had it in my bag. I had a banana and a tangerine. I thought, I'm going to be really good today. And then I received my message from Warren this morning and I was like, no, I'm not going to be good today. I'm going to have it's called Marvelous Creations chocolate bar. And it's got all sorts of things in it. It's like popping candy and all sorts. So I was like, no, I'm going to have that. And I might have my banana later. I might have it later. I don't know. I'm terrible with bananas. I buy them. And I like just ripe bananas. I don't like them when they go mushy. No. Because they taste funny. Actually, I like it when it's just ripe. But afterwards, they taste really peculiar to me. They taste all mushy and bleh, don't like them. Although, I had once a chicken curry with a banana in it. It might have been plantain. But I thought it was banana, so I did make one years later with some banana. It kind of went okay because you got the sweetness, haven't you, with the chicken, like a hot curry with a couple of slices of banana in it. It's actually quite nice. There are people out there going, no, no, it's not. No, it is. It really is. It's lovely. I'm really liking this song by Ray. Great start to this tune, and it's just beautiful. It's called Worth It.
I'll tell you how I feel.
If my body was a boat, could you steer that sailor? Make it feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer. Classic like cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take.
What I need is cause I could love you if I really wanted.
Exes, baby, 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 would you?
Would you make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh,
when I see the sunrise of you, make it that much better. So I hope you're gonna make it all worth it,
worth it, worth it.
The night.
Something about it's making me cry.
My soul, it did decide.
Feel my body shuffle in your morning.
And I need to
let me have the time of my life.
Take credentials, self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be my glass of wine.
Sunset, I mean,
baby, 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 would you?
Baby, would you?
Would you make it alright?
Would you make it alright?
Make it that much better.
Maybe that much
you wanted, you can make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it.
If you're worth it, ooh.
When I see the sunrise, you make it that much better.
So I'm hope you're gonna make it all worth it.
Worth it,
worth it, worth it. Ooh, give all of the time I should be.
this is the night.
This is the night.
My soul, it did decide. And I need you to,
I need you to.
I'm all in, I can't replace it, so I hope and pray you make it through.
Oh, come on. Isn't that song just beautiful? I love it. Finished my chocolate bar, by the way. You can hear the... you just hear the little... Listen. Can you hear the popping candy? It's just still going, like... A little bit of popping candy. Sorry about that. It's straight down the microphone. Lucky I'm not doing a gig, isn't it? Because you're not meant to have any chocolate or any cheese, things like that, for a gig. I don't tend to. Mind you, I'm not doing much gigs at the moment, so it doesn't matter. Mmm. But, yeah, you're not meant to, because it coats the back of your throat, apparently. But I needed something. I needed something. What do you mean, behave? Good morning, Rob. How are you? Rob's been busy. He's always busy, our Rob. He's a percussionist and a sound engineer. What a job, eh? Sitting at the back watching these plagues. Great bands you have as well, isn't it? Mmm. 10:27.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. Right, first off, Brook Street roundabout, not too bad. As I was coming in to Brook Street roundabout earlier, I didn't actually go that way. I turned off at the A12 because there was a big traffic jam. Doesn't look like there's one there now, so it might have cleared. A1023 down to Wilson Corner, no problems. And heading down the A12, again, not too many problems. You've got a road closed on the B1002 both ways from Riddle Road and Wants Way. That's due to road construction. Speed restrictions are 40 mile an hour between junction 13 and 16 in both directions. You can't turn off at the moment for Chelmsford, but you go down to Gallywood at the next turn off on the A12 and you'll be able to follow the diversions there. Heading down from the Brook Street roundabout, M25, right the way down to Dartford is clear, and coming back through the tunnel as well if you're going over that way, and heading up towards the M11, there are no problems. We'll have some more new music coming up in a while with Amy Baker, local singer-songwriter, with Spit It Out.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year.
I'll be there for you.
now local singer-songwriter Amy Baker was in the studio with me last week. You can check out the live version of this. But this is Amy White. Amy Baker, we spit it out. I keep going to call her Amy Winehouse. Maybe she is. New one.
There's something on your mind, you've done some reasoning. I don't know what it is, cause you're not speaking it. I guess I gotta figure out what it is, but I'm not telepathic and I can't read minds. If you're looking for a way out, no need to play these games. Just stop stressing me out before I go insane. You gotta tell me to my face, are you staying, are you going either way? Just tell me, yeah. Say just what you're feeling now. Spit it out. Stop with the confusion, yeah. Spit it out. Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind. A glass of water or wine to open up a bit. You need to say something more than whatever, cause I won't hang around while you chew the fat.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind.
About 1-2 times, don't need to question the reason. I'm yours, I'm yours. I know the earth will lose a fight just to see you smile, cause you got no flaws, no flaws. I'm not trying to be your part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours, all yours. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do to be totally locked up by you. What a man gotta say, what a man gotta pray to be last good night and your first good day. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do to be totally locked up by you. What a man gotta do, what a man gotta prove to be totally locked up by you. You ain't tryna be wasting time on stupid people in cheap lines. I'm sure, I'm sure. So I give $1 million just for you to grab me by the collar like I'm these days, these days. I'm not tryna be a part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours, I'm yours. Ooh. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do to be totally. What a man gotta pray to be last good night and your first good day. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, moving towards April. We are in April. Sorry, April the 30th. Where are we? What month are we in? Who am I? April 30th. Sorry, I meant to say at the end of the month. Charity Jazz Night at Bardswell Social Club, which is in Brentwood. It's a concert featuring headline vocalist Lily Dior in aid of Spotlight charity appeal to improve cancer treatment for people in Essex. 8 p.m. start. Tickets £10 in advance or £12 on the door.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Ooh, what's this? Yeah, there's a cereal. What is it? I've seen quite a few of these on TikTok. And I'm really glad people get called out, because there are people who go to restaurants, have big meals, and then they leave and they don't pay. And because a lot of places have got CCTV, once they put them up on TikTok, somebody goes, I know her. That's Barbara. She lives down the road from me. And then the police go and see them, and then hopefully they'll get a criminal record. Because it's, I mean, restaurants are struggling, you know, or everywhere's struggling, really, isn't it, business-wise? So when you get these people that go in, and especially there was one the other day that run up a bill of about 350 quid. There were six of them. And I don't know, but six of them managed to get out of the restaurant without being seen. A serial diner does a runner after pretending she couldn't pay her restaurant bill by card and needed to go to the cash point. Was caught on CCTV. So she's done it all over the place. These people just don't care. They don't care. And I think people that do that probably should get locked up. It's one of those things where it's just, you know, it doesn't matter. It's only a restaurant. Well, it's somebody's livelihood, isn't it? So she's been caught doing it loads. March, August. I think last week as well. So yeah, hopefully they'll be catching her now she's appeared in the national press, and yeah, hopefully she'll get some prison time. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Michelle, you're so kind-hearted and forgiving and thing. I know I am. I totally am. I love this song when it first came out, I think it's brilliant. Charlie Puth featuring Jungkook with BTS, Left and Right.
Memories follow me left and right. I can feel you over here. I can feel you over here. You take up every corner of my mind.
What you gonna do now?
Ever since the day you went away.
No, I don't know how.
Take up every corner of my mind.
What you gonna do now?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM. This is classic. It's Ace with How Long. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
You just want to put, I love putting on sort of songs from the 70s and 80s and kind of just beautiful harmonies and
yeah,
it's a good song that. Let me just spoil it by singing on the end of it. I do like that. That's Ace with How Long. It makes me go all tingly on my arms. I've got goosebumps come up, I think. Yeah, what's this? Get off, it's my phone. It's my phone on me watch. Oh, my gosh. It keeps telling me how little I've done. All right, I've driven into work. I can't run into work. I live too far away. What's going on? I popped into a very strange little shop this morning on the way in. Very empty. And it just felt, I'd never been in there before, but I thought, I don't want to go to the normal place because I was not near. I'd gone down a side road and there was a little sweet shop and I went in. It was a massive place, but not much in it. Didn't seem to be that much in it. Like, you know, a lot of gap around it. But I felt like an outsider. There were locals in there. I felt like I've gone somewhere like Yorkshire where you walk in and it goes, people stop talking and sort of, who's that? She's not from around here. That's how I felt. But I got my chocolate bar, and the lady behind the counter, to be fair, she smiled, and I smiled back, and then there was a little dog outside, which I said hello to, and I got in the car and sped off. Not sped off, I just drove off slowly. I'm driving the Mini. It's not Ferrari. It's not a Ferrari. Good news is that the car was picked up this morning, and that's gone off to be repaired, so that was good. He turned up quite early in the morning. Oh, what's that? Is that a date thing going on there? Oh, sorry. Somebody's just sending me. Somebody might be going on a date. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. We'll just go out and have a nice time, really. You can go for a coffee. You can go for dinner. Go for coffee. Don't make it too serious. Do what you like, really, isn't it? I couldn't be bothered with dating. I just couldn't be bothered. It's just a pointless exercise, as far as I'm concerned. I'm still waiting for Keanu Reeves. Coming up next, we've got I Am Klugo. This is Little Things. Independent music at its best. Where are you, Keanu? Where are you?
It's the scent of the earth after warm summer rain. It's the colorful leaves as the seasons change. It's the view from the summit of a mountain peak, resplendence and peace. It's the warmth of a heart when they feel the same. It's two souls in union as the phoenix flames. In the melding of minds, there are harmonious waves when the emotions run away. I swear I'll listen to what you need. I won't be weathered by the wind or the sea. Right by your side, listening to those little things we need. We stumble through this life feeling mostly the same, confused and focused on material gain. Why can't we see the things we really need are free? Friends and family. These are the things that we take for granted. And life's so short, we should take advantage. Cherish every moment and always be strong. Cause in a blink, they'll be gone. Selfish, I'll build your dream.
to those little things we need.
That is I Am Kalugo with Little Things. Independent music. Music. I'll try and get it right, shall I? Music. Now, my guest coming up in a while is the one and only Stephen Foster Pilkington. He is a singer-songwriter, plays all over Essex and probably all over the world as well. We'll be finding out more when he comes into the studio. I think he's been on with Bob Simpson before as a guest a few years back. I've seen some of his footage from his gigs, and it looks like when you go there, you join in with him. You really do join in. If you want to check out, there's a little video that Martin Jeffries from MJ Media has put up, and I put it on my Facebook page if you want to have a look on Eat My Brunch, or if you go to Instagram, you can find Stephen there, Stephen Foster Pilkington. That's Stephen with a PH. So we'll be chatting to him, and he's going to be playing live in the studio and making us all feel lively and smiley, because that's the question of the day. What was the last thing that made you smile, or what's made you smile today in particular? And if you haven't smiled today, you know, whatever you're going through, try and force a smile, because a false smile actually makes you think that you're smiling. I'm doing it now. I'm full smiling, but I'm not smiling with my eyes. I'm smiling like that. If I smiled like that and you saw me, you'd punch me straight in the face. Horrible looking thing. I don't have very good teeth for smiling. I need to go to the dentist as well. That's another thing. Another cost that's I'm going to have to fork out for, because I can't go on the NHS because everywhere's private. But what are you meant to do if you haven't got any money to have your teeth done? You just have to let them fall out. It is like the English horror book of teeth, isn't it? I remember they did that once on The Simpsons as a gag. We're going to make you look through the English book of teeth. And there's just like all these terrible things. If Lisa didn't have a brace, that's what she'd end up with, her teeth sort of growing out through her head and all sorts of things. But yeah, I've got it. I actually have found a dentist, which I'm going to go to. And they're reasonable. But because they're reasonable, they are fully booked for a long, long time. Must make sure they're going. Good morning to Alison, if she's listening out there. Thought she was in Switzerland. Or is it Rome? I can't remember. She travels all the time. She might be back by now. I don't know. Is she back or not? Well, you don't know. You don't know Alison. I know Alison because I did a gig for Alison a couple of years ago, and we became friends off the back of the gig. It was lovely. It was a hen party gig at a house, and they were wild. It was a very wild, wild evening. Yes, she's doing a thumbs up. Oh, you are back home. You are back home. She's come back from her travels, but probably only for a little bit because she likes going travelling and catching the sun rays. She's been on a nice cruise. I think one of my other friends is going on a cruise shortly as well. I'm quite jealous about that. I keep watching cruise programmes, as you know, on YouTube. And I think my friend's going off for, I think it's a Mediterranean cruise. It's 2 weeks. So she says she'll come back about 10 stone heavier, because all you do is just eat and drink. I do fancy going, but on the other hand, if you're on it and you go, oh, I don't like this, you're stuck on it for 2 weeks. And I don't like masses of people. You know, you've got to queue up and stuff for food. I can't be doing that. Here is Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is Jamming the Fisher Rework. I'll be back after the news. We're jamming. Here we are. Oh, yeah.
Well, all right.
Yeah, we're jamming.
I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. Ain't no rules, ain't no vow, we can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through, 'cause every day we pay the price for the labor sacrifice. Jamming till the jam is through. We're jamming, we're jamming. We're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.